And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
The goodbye party, really, for the party, for the Honorable Ronna Ambrose. She's leaving us and leaving politics, and we wish her well. Here's what happened at caucus this week.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, colleagues, friends, Sheikh Hazmi. It was about a year and a half ago that we gathered together for the first time after the election. 6 million Canadians had voted for the Conservative Party, more than in 2006 and 2008, but it wasn't enough, and we were back on the opposition benches. Quand on subit un revers, il y a toujours le risque qu'on les laisse nous définir. On s'attarde sur la défaite et on quitte le terrain fâché et contrarié. Mais ce n'est pas la façon de faire des conservateurs. Et ce n'est pas ce que ces 6 millions de Canadiens, des hommes et femmes qui travaillent fort et qui sont la base de notre soutien attendaient de nous. Ils avaient besoin d'une voix à Ottawa. When we were faced with a setback, there's always a risk that we'll let it define us. We'll dwell on the loss and retreat from the field, angry and upset. But that is not the Conservative way. Nope. Nope. Thank you. And that is not what those 6 million Canadians, hardworking men and women who are the bedrock of our support, expected us to do. They needed a voice in Ottawa. They needed Conservatives to fight for them. Canadians expected a Conservative Party to give a voice to hardworking families and taxpayers. And we did it. And Canadians asked us to change our tone. And we did it. We changed our tone. And we showed Canadians a Conservative team that is a real, viable alternative to the arrogant, entitled, out-of-touch Liberal government. And it took the Liberals no time at all to get back to their old ways. They promised they'd help the middle class. Instead, they nickel and dimed families with tax hikes to pay for their reckless spending. Ils ont dit qu'ils feraient croître l'économie en empruntant seulement 10 milliards de dollars. Pourtant, leur propre rapport montre que le budget ne sera pas équilibré jusqu'à ce que nos enfants atteignent la 50e. They said they'd grow the economy by borrowing only $10 billion. But their own reports show that the budget won't be balanced until our kids are in their 50s. And Justin Trudeau said that he would be different, a different kind of liberal. They'd be open and accountable, not like the bad old days of the sponsorship scandal. But very quickly, they gave in to the old instincts. They were entitled to their entitlements. They helped themselves to generous moving expenses, comfortable limo rides, and office renovations too tempting to pass up. The Liberals collected big donations from people looking for access to the Prime Minister and access to the government, even those representing a foreign regime. And the Prime Minister himself broke the rules to enjoy a trip to a private island in the Caribbean and spent $30,000 on Broadway tickets. Mais heureusement, pour les contribuables, les conservateurs du Canada étaient là. Nous étions prêts à leur demander des comptes pour ce cynisme, cet élitisme et cette arrogance. Nous sommes ici pour défendre les citoyens ordinaires et leurs familles, et plus de réaliser des choses importantes. But fortunately for the taxpayer, Canada's Conservatives were here. We were ready to hold them to account for the cynicism, elitism, and arrogance. Many of these outrageous examples of Liberal entitlement would never have seen the light of day, not for the hard work of the conservatives in this room, defending the taxpayer. We are here to look out for everyday working Canadians and their families, and at the same time, we're getting things done. When Justin Trudeau tried to change what Canadians' vote means without a referendum, we stopped him. When the Liberals wouldn't do anything to help the Yazidis, the most vulnerable victims of ISIS, Conservatives forced them to recognize the genocide and secured refuge for the women and girls in greatest danger. Canadians have noticed our hard work, and believe me, so have the Liberals. They weren't counting on this. They expected us to repeat all of their mistakes in opposition. They thought they'd have a free hand in Parliament. But instead, I think a different thought is dawning on them. Maybe Justin Trudeau could be a one-term Prime Minister. If we've shown anything in the last 18 months is that he can be beaten in 2019. As a party, we are strong, we are focused, and we are united. Almost 260,000 Canadians are now members of the Conservative Party of Canada, a testament not just to the hard work of our leadership candidates, but to the broad appeal of our message right across this country. And there are other numbers to prove that support. In the first quarter of the year, Conservatives raised almost three times as much as the Liberals from thousands and thousands of more Canadians. And our results in the last by-elections and in the polls show that more and more Canadians are voting for us or considering it. And there was no guarantee that things would turn out this way. It was up to us in this room. We had the strengths within ourselves and within our movement to regroup and rebuild stronger and better than ever. It has been a privilege to have led the Conservative Party in this phase. But as I pass the torch, I have to tell you, I am confident about the future of the Conservative Party and about the future of this country. Dans 10 jours, nous saurons qui va diriger les conservateurs vers les prochaines élections. Peu importe qui gagne, nous serons entre bonnes mains. Nous allons nous unir autour des valeurs et des principes que nous avons toujours défendus et de notre amour pour le Canada, notre patrie et le meilleur pays du monde. In 10 days, we'll know who will lead Conservatives into the next election. And I have no doubt in my mind that together with this team in this room, the next leader will be the next Prime Minister of this country. Absolutely. We will unite around the values and principles we've always stood for and around our love of Canada, our home, and the greatest country in the world. And we will unite around the leader chosen by our members of our party. We will offer them all of the passion and determination that we've given to our work over the past year and a half. Because, let me tell you, when Canada's Conservatives are strong, focused, and united, Justin Trudeau should be very worried. Thanks, everybody. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Thank you. Thanks so much, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.